abenhlangothi ezitshiyeneyo kwezemfundo abagoqela abenhlanganiso yababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni eye-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, R2s, bathi lolu suku luza ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane lenkinga eziningi kakhulu emsebenzini wezemfundo osekungezelelwe lubhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Umkhokheli we-R2s le, uMnumzana Obert Masaraure, uthi lezi nkinga zigoqela ezabantwana abavela emulini ezingabayanga asebesehluleka ukuya esikolo, ikakhulu esigabeni seMandebeleni, ukungatholiswa imali eyanelayo ngohulumende kwalolu hlangothi, ukusilela kwempahla yababalisi yokusebenzisa ezikolweni, ukusilela kwezakhiwo zezikolo kulabafunda bephansi kwezihlahla, iholo eliphansi kakhulu eliphiwa ababalisi, lodubo lokuvuka kwezikolo ezisebenza zizimele, ama-private schools.
We urge the government of the day to do the following: one, to provide education recovery grants to all schools so that they can be able to recover from the impact of COVID-19. Secondly, we urge the government to restore teacher salaries to the pre-October 2018 value. Thirdly, we urge the government to provide state-funded education for all our learners, given the context that over 7.9 million of our people are now living in extreme poverty. What that means is that they cannot afford to buy teaching and learning materials. What that means is that they can't afford to pay tuition fees.
Sikhuthaza uhulumende okhona ukuthi enze okulandelayo. Atholise imali ye education recovery grant ukusiza isikolo ngalesi sikhathi sebhubhane lwe COVID-19. Okwesibili, sifuna uhulumende abuyisele imali eholiswa ababalisi kuleyo eyayikhona ngomfufu ngomnyaka ka-2018. Njalo okwesithathu, simkhuthaza uhulumende ukuba atholise imfundo engahlawulelwayo kubafundi bonke njengoba iningi sebengabayanga elizweni.
Abazali bona bakhala ngokuqhubeka zivaliwe izikolo eZimbabwe, kwamanye amazwe angomakhelwane sekwabuyelwa ekusebenzeni ababekwenza kudala ubhubhane lwe-COVID-19 lungakaqhamuki. Omunye walaba bazali ngunkosikazi noMazulu Nkiwane waseHarare.
So vele labantwana kabasaye ezikolo, kuyabisela abantwana emuva. Into yakhona kayisiphathi kahle vele, into yangona kayimanga kahle. Indaba ye-lockdown esiphisele emva kakhulu njengesizwe vele, hayi akukho mnanda kusichazi, kuyasihlukumeza thina abanye, ikakhulu thina esiziphilisayo vele. Ngabe uhulumende uyangena asincedise, kumbe kube le dona, kumbe yena uhulumende ngokwakhe abe nguyosincedisayo, ngoba hayi kunzima njengathi amazimbabwens.
Abenhlanganiso yesebenza izimele njalo ikhangela udaba lwezemfundo umhlaba wonke eye-Global Campaign for Education, GCE, bathi kuqakathekile ukuba umsebenzi wezemfundo utholiswe imali eyanelayo ikakhulu ezikolweni zikahulumende ukuze lwenelise luqhubeka lusethula imfundo elohlonzi. Obona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo ku-GCE, uMnumzana Grant Kasowanjete, uthi njengenhlanganiso sebenanzelele ukuthi umsebenzi wezemfundo ukhanya ubhekane lobunzima emhlabeni jikelele.
The Global Campaign for Education is concerned with the utilitarian turn of education policies that due to corporate pressure have emptied the curriculum of essential contents, giving away primarily to the development of not so much genuine skills and market-driven syllabus effect, more focusing on human capital.
Abe Global Campaign for Education bakhathazeke kakhulu ngendlela uhlangothi lwezemfundo luhlelwa ngayo, osekubangelwa ukungenela kwabamakhampani abayibo asebelawula lolu hlangothi ngenjongo yokuphuma labantu abangela lwazi olwaneleyo olumqoka kwezontuthuko.
UMnumzana Thaunga Nandoro, isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo ye-primary le-secondary, ulandisa kabanzi ngokwenziwa lugatsha lwakhe ukuthuthukisa umsebenzi wezemfundo elizweni.
We need to repair past injustices that excluded other learners and orient the digital transformation around inclusion and equity. And we need education to fully contribute to sustainable development towards attaining Vision 2030 so that we create an upper middle income economy with at least a 65 billion GDP.
Kumele silungisise lokho okwaphosiswayo esikhathini sangemuva obekuchiya abanye abafundi phandle. Senze lolu hlangothi luguquke kwezokusebenzisa imitshini yakulezi insuku ngokulingeneyo. Njalo sifuna uhlangothi lwezemfundo luphathise lalo kwezokuthuthukiswa kwelizwe ukufeza izimiso zohlelo lwe-Vision 2030 ukuze abantu bathuthukiswe labo.
Leli langa ele International Day of Education likamhlaka 24 Zibandlela libe kweceleni ngabenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba eye-United Nations eminyakeni emine edluleyo ngenhloso yokunanza umsebenzi owenziwa ukuthuthukisa ezemfundo emhlabeni jikelele. Olwalonyaka usuku lunanzwa phansi kwendikimba ethi Changing Course, Transforming Education, kodwa benhlanganiso yababalisi eye-R2s bona bathi balunanza ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi We Want to Revive Our Classrooms. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu Mavis Gama.